You think you can't make like
I don't want to make jokes like that.
Do you know I've actually this is like deja vu, like in my mind.
Why?
I don't know why, it's just like deja vu. I feel like it has happened before.
I get like this before.
Oh, you've had it too?
I don't.
No, someone is going to come here knowing that he knows me. I feel that is how the deja vu worked. So I'm just going to wait for the person.
Okay,
hi guys, and welcome back to Zero Expectations Podcast.
Hi guys, welcome back to Zero Expectations.
See, that's how we start our podcast. We don't even care. We just start
it. Are you serious?
Yeah, it's the whole deja vu. You see?
Wow. You see? Okay.
But I actually have like deja vu. But before anything, introduce yourself, then we'll roll the intro.
Hi, Prince friends. Hi, fellow Zero Expectants. My name is Odia.
Expectants. No, no, don't do that. Don't do expectants.
What should I say?
No, it's too corporate.
Okay. Fellow non-zero people.
Non-zero people. Persons. Okay. That is gender neutral.
Yeah.
There's lesbian, gays, non-zero people. Oh, now you're scared, eh?
Prince, what's that? Tell us me in this podcast.
You know, we're not making any jokes of anyone. Okay. All right.
We're
about to remove our slippers now because she broke her heels.
I didn't break it. The sole fell out.
But you will hear about that very soon, rolling through. This was the road.
I see.
It's in editing now.
See, I don't have what's it called? Are you kidding? You don't have to follow me.
Shut up. It's zero expectations.
I will take your slippers.
You think it's yeah, wait. You know, wait.
You'll not be barefoot, no. I can't.
Wear it, Oga. This is see, wait, someone gives you their slippers. It's courtesy, you take it. Take it.
Why?
I've always wanted to be barefoot.
Well, you did not give me.
I have other questions.
We decided.
Yeah.
To walk barefoot.
I don't want to pick my slippers up. Just wait, let's go. Okay.
I will pick it up.
Hey, you don't pick it up. Oh, she's picking it up for me. Hello, you never introduced yourself. Did you introduce yourself?
I did, no. I said my name is Odion.
Today we're at Landmark Center. Yeah. She called me. We've been friends for
a long time.
Technically we've been friends for let's say 2 years time. Because there's a point, like there are sometimes a year we won't talk.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So
we have friendship hiatus.
Yes. And
come back.
And we never come back.
We do. We always come
today
back.
Today she came for a tech she's doing like a tech. You know what? Tell us what you're doing here first.
Okay.
And you're walking too fast, please. Slow your pace.
I'm so sorry.
I know you're used to men chasing you. I'm not chasing you.
please, Prince. So I'm here for the Omniverse event.
Mm-hmm.
It's an event where tech startups, investors, everyone basically in the tech ecosystem meets, collaborate, share like knowledge. Me. Yeah, like you.
Like you.
Yeah, like me.
Like me.
You know the funny thing? Creative people don't actually think that what they do is tech inclined. Well, lots of it is actually tech inclined.
I'm using 3G. You yapped me not too long ago.
Well, I don't know why you did that, because you always talk about the struggle with uploading videos. Maybe that's
spoken about struggles with uploading. You see, the thing with you is that you still have an old memory of me.
And that's why I say
all my life, all the companies I've worked for always had like fast internet. I've never had issues
uploading. So you were using their internet.
Of course, I focused more on.
It's come to you like your own personal videos, your own personal.
I was uploading with the internet now.
But some days you'll be like, oh guys, I didn't upload today because you know.
No, I've never said that before.
You have.
It was too large.
I have proof. Guys, there's proof, right?
Okay.
There's proof.
So how did we start talking?
That's a funny story. I don't know how. I don't remember how. But I know I've always...
It was
always...
on Instagram.
Yeah, but it's... I was following you way before I started talking to you. And I think I was very intrigued by your personality. Just like...
I still intrigued now. It's like... It's not...
Yeah,
it's
but not I haven't just caught up yet.
It's
that's,
not what you thought.
No, I haven't just caught up yet.
I'm lame in person, eh?
No, Prince. You're the most interesting person.
I beg.
Okay, one off the most interesting so person.
We have
but
known
your
her
mind
for a very
is
long
very
time.
Crazy. Very
and
crazy.
I've known her sister, not equally, but I talk to you more than your sister. You have a twin sister.
Yes, you met my twin sister in 2020. So
yes.
Who do you know more?
I know you more. You and we always, one of our, anytime we talk for a very long period of time, it starts with me making a misinformation about Big Brother and she correcting me.
That's saying, not
Prince,
true.
Prince,
that's
you're not,
not true. See, guys, I just had like a, everybody loved lockdown. That was the best season of
And we
BDN.
Argued about Lekan
and that Erica. Was what caused this fight. And he thinks that, oh, I'm a raving BBN fan.
She
no,
is. She still
I
cares.
I only loved and cared about lockdown. Those guys, Nengi, Lekan, Erica,
no,
all
Lekan.
Of them.
I thought you don't like Lekan.
Well, I didn't hate him, but what he did to Erica wasn't right.
Is that a phone ringing? Oh, I'm with your phone. Sorry.
It wasn't right. So that was like my only issue.
Oh, are we about to argue about that again?
We can't now because obviously they have settled. They're good. Akon is good.
No, the
good.
Fans never stop. That is what I believe.
I wasn't a fan like that.
We were.
It was.
We had hours of
please,
conversation.
See, it was the storyline I wanted
do
you,
know,
you to
do you
get.
Know the thing?
Because I'm
do you
such a big
I,
fan
do you
of
the thing
accuracy.
I
so I wanted you to get it accurately
yes.
to understand
can I speak
what
now?
Was really
do you
happening.
Know the thing I genuinely disliked about your argument point?
What did you
it's like you
say?
Disregard everything. My opinion doesn't matter.
That's
because as
not
soon as
true.
I start talking, you're like, please do not be lying down on the couch. I've been lying down on this couch all day. I watch it, please watch the show. Watch the show.
Please,
and I'm like,
guys, it's not like I was jobless. I was in law school then, and in 2020 where I told so it, I wasn't jobless, but I had to like that was the most interesting thing happening to me. Me that I don't know if this is sad, but yeah, and I followed it back to back, so I wanted you to accurately get it.
No,
and it was like,
you wanted
you
me to
getting,
go with your point.
No,
and you had an issue with me watching Instagram
emotions.
Clips.
You're
yeah, like,
yes!
watching Instagram clips.
Yes!
If you had watched it for 10
Instagram,
hours, you would be able
yes,
to know.
Instagram no. always cuts it to the most interesting, they don't give you the full gist. Before you conclude, you have to understand the background, you have
see?
To understand the
you
synopsis.
See?
You have
synopsis.
To understand.
Lekan was right. Fuck Erica. Yeah, I said it.
Jesus.
Yes, yeah.
Never. Never.
Okay.
Never.
You see?
But we're not going back to
So let me ask you questions that let's work this way. Okay. Let me ask you questions that boys used to ask you when they start. What are your likes and dislikes? Because most times you've never really you don't post, so I don't know what you do for fun. What
yeah.
gives you fun?
I feel like guys on a general, I don't know if it's intimidation or I won't say that because who am I, right? But
no,
I
you
don't
are somebody
think,
now.
Not
stop.
Like that.
If your dating life is bad, you are still somebody in the
okay.
end.
Okay. Yes, I'm somebody. Uh-huh. I'm very important.
Yes, yes,
that
way. I think the wind is blowing too much.
I'm a very important person. Uh-huh. But nobody really asks, oh, I have, oh, actually, yes, but I don't know.
You were about to say something, you know? Are you uncomfortable?
Please, this is too personal. Why?
Too personal. What are your likes and dislikes?
Yeah.
It's too personal.
Mm-hmm.
It's not personal. What do you do for fun?
What do I do for fun? I like reading.
What was the last thing you read?
Self-Confidence by Brian Tracy.
And did that help you out in any way, shape, or form?
I guess it did because I've been doing a lot of moderation in the Omniverse Summit and all that. So I think my confidence...
You keep saying Omniverse like you're trying to subconsciously make people check the website or something.
No.
Nobody cares.
I know they don't care, but like... I've done a lot this week, so let me brag a bit,
no,
right?
No. I'm proud of you.
Thank you.
I did stand up not too long ago.
Yeah.
Did you know about it?
No.
You did not.
I saw the preview.
You don't fucking
No,
care.
I saw the
You saw
preview
the preview of what?
Of the stand-up, but I thought you were joking.
I was serious, I did it.
That's what I'm saying. I thought it was a joke. You're
so
like,
many...
oh, guys, I did my first stand-up show. I'm just like... Prince, stand up.
Don't you think I would make it in?
But you have not posted the video yet. You
because,
just gave
okay,
us.
So
yeah.
I'm preoccupied with work.
You see, I followed
clients.
That. You see, I followed that. Give me credit for
okay,
that,
give
Prince.
You credit. But
okay,
by next
you.
Week, by God's grace, I would post.
Okay.
I'm very scared about it coming out.
Why?
The jokes were nice. There are a lot of sexual jokes, though. Why are you gasping? It's 2024. Get to the program or get off.
No.
Get off now.
No, I'm getting off.
By getting off, you know it's by dying, back.
I'm not dead.
Okay. Yeah, speaking about you, since you don't want to tell us, oh, you say you read self-confidence. Because yeah. I remember standing in front of people, and I was shaking. It took a
did
while
you
before
that
my
dream. Weird thing where you're like, oh, imagine everybody naked.
That no, I did not. I can't, because that is, if a guy said that, is a pervert. If a girl says it, it's all good.
No, it doesn't even work. That's the funny thing.
Describe what just happened, man.
I don't even know. It doesn't look like
it. Just happened, nice bike. Just a bike.
Maybe for fun.
Are you a experience. Daredevil?
Not really, but I think what's the word? Give me a second.
Omniverse.
No, that's not the word. Give me a second.
You think you're inclined to try new things?
No, you know when you act on like yes
impulse.
Yes, like your intrusive thoughts so, when you allow it.
So, what have your intrusive thoughts made you do? You know, wait first, before you answer that question, as you're thinking, earlier she said, Prince, what are we going to talk about? And I said, it's zero expectations. Yeah. If you had expectations, we would be here.
Yeah.
And I've always just subconsciously just had like questions in my mind about
to
everything.
Ask me.
Not to ask you, because it now makes you feel special. God.
I'm special.
We are still barefooted, though, so if anything hit our leg, she caused it.
Prince, I told you to wait.
No, let's keep going. So, yeah, impulsive. What have you done that is impulsive?
I think I tried to... So, you know when you're in secondary school, right? Uh-huh. And you had all these barricades and things like that. Okay. So, one day I climbed on
it. You're in juvie or
no, I just climbed on it. It was like a pavement like this. Uh-huh. So, something like that. We had that flat and I sat down there. And my thought was like, jump.
Do you remember that old ad? It's one of the dumbest ads Nigerians have ever made. It's like, the boy was shouting, now we jump. The dad said, jump now. Do you know it?
No.
Then the boy jumps and the dad shifts.
No.
And the dad gives him a life lesson as his boy.
Are you sure he said,
I am not even lying.
Don't trust me or what?
Don't trust me like that. My son, do not trust anybody. I think people listening to this would have heard of the ad.
Are you sure it's an ad?
It was an ad, or maybe it's like Super Story or...
Are you
this
sure?
Is Super Story.
Because I think I've seen an ad. Okay, it's probably an ad.
Yeah, like it's like don't trust anyone.
But
I'm like,
it wasn't like
that dad is probably the worst dad in my life. It has to be. It's only Africans I can think of that. No, like how would you tell someone to jump?
No,
and he jumps and
holding
you don't...
these advertisements was very nice. Now look at Baba Blue. Look
okay,
at...
all right. Let me tell you an ad. Okay, you know how sexist our ads were.
How?
There's literally an
ad.
I
don't know. It has changed.
No, it has changed. But let me tell you, there's an ad of a man coming in. And he was angry because there's no food in his house.
Yes,
and the wife
cooked, I know that
and he became
one.
Happy.
I know that
sexism.
I know
they did that ad now.
Look at
guy is going to jail.
Look at the time and the culture. Then you can't say it's as progressive as it is now.
Yeah, but you said the ads there.
But it was still nice.
It was
gave
still
nice. A nice family.
It gave a nice
feel.
Family feel.
And it gave us
where the woman cooks.
Meme content for 2020s.
Yeah,
so it's still relevant.
Do you have any hobbies? Because it's something I've been trying to do this year.
Yes.
That's
so
stand,
the thing is
up.
My hobbies, right? I don't have the funds to fund them, but I do have hobbies.
So those are dreams then. Those are not hobbies, they are dreams. Oh,
whatever.
Name one. I don't care.
I like to go like to South Africa to, you know.
Oh, well, no, be hobby with that. That's a dream. I would like to go to South Africa.
Is it your hobby?
Okay, sorry. True.
Just to experience like their whole adventure, you know, the whole jumping from the plane, skydiving.
Just go alone?
Probably yes. It's going to be a solo trip. You know,
it's
give
me.
No, it's to give me time to.
Nah, you give me time to get out
of
the way. The podcast is over.
Give me lots of time to, you know, introspect, think about things.
Do you
because
do that
life
a lot?
Is important. Yeah, I do. I guess maybe that's why my circle is small as well, because
from,
I think my perspective is a lot different from the average people that I know. Sorry to brag a bit, but you can contact me for more.
Okay, jeez, man. That one just at my brain.
What am I saying?
I don't know what you're saying. Are you just talking and
very
just
very expectations?
Okay, yeah. Come on, handshake. Sorry. Better leave. Don't take down my Orimo power bank.
But like, it's such a nice power bank.
It is,
Prince, give me.
No, why?
as a gift, like, oh dear, no. I saw you, my biggest fan from way back. I'm probably one of like your top fans before you became popular and a celebrity. Let me ask you, and award winning all that.
Which award did I win?
Yes, no. This guy recognized
you. Oh my god.
So, you see sorry. Okay. You see, I follow. That's an award for now, you know. Soon this year, I think your YouTube will be like the biggest, most viewed.
That's if YouTube. I keep. Hey, stop now, believe. I thought it was years ago. Believe. I gave up on YouTube.
No, don't give up. Friends.
No, but I did.
That's what happened.
I tried for so long. Not that I gave up, but I still tried.
No, it's just inconsistency. And you know YouTube encourages consistency.
I was consistent.
No, I mean
good old days of Prince?
Yes, no. Every Friday.
Do you know I have 240 something videos?
Every Friday.
How do you think I accumulated that? Is it by sitting by pressing once a week? I post twice a week. I had a job that wasn't paying me well. I would go to the office, use the whole 9 to 5 to edit my YouTube video, then post by 6. Then I'll make videos back then.
How did they feel? Did you think
they should sue me? I was thinking of my life.
You didn't care much about it, right?
No, I know. I think it has always been like my go-to about love. Not that I don't care. I do my job well. Yeah. But I try to focus on other things.
Yeah.
So for you, why tech? You read law.
Law. I'm still a lawyer, though.
Are you doing like the law degree for the company?
No, it's more on like the regulatory side. It's more on like shaping frameworks, shaping policies.
I don't even know why I even asked you, because I don't know half of the things you are saying.
Okay, so I'm coming for more on the regulatory aspect of law than the average going to court and saying, my lord, may I?
But I want you to do my lord, may I?
I would like to do my lord, may I?
I'm joking, I don't know what I want.
No, I'm serious, but I wouldn't want to do it in Nigeria. I'm sure you guys know, and last I checked.
Yeah.
Anyway, I won't call my people out, okay. But you know.
Oh, yes, you know what? I think you know about this. Mm. There's a point where Lasisi was making some law content and a lot of lawyers got offended. Why do people get offended when
their degree is mocked? It's a serious thing.
It's serious what?
Do you see people mocking doctors?
Anyway, yes.
They mock them about
their mock doctors'
handwriting.
They mock everybody.
But not about saving lives.
There's a constant joke that doctors are toasters.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, I think
your doctor toasted you too, huh?
No.
Audience doctor in Abuja.
I think it's just that time. I think it was getting like a lot.
Why? I believe if you gate comedy,
there's going to be gates for everything.
It's an expression. It's an expression.
Prince,
now you see, no, if Lasisi did not do that,
content,
if we had listened to some lawyers, it's too low. My back would break.
Happened? Okay, sorry. What would
have happened? If we had listened to that, Lai Wasabi would not be who he is now.
But he would have been. That's not a determinant of who he is. His content is actually
his content
better.
No. He's making jokes of the poor lawyers.
But see how he's doing it. He's taking you to the process. He's actually trying to even explain that lawyers go through a lot.
No,
so you can't just take useless cases.
No.
He's not mocking you. Some people were overdoing it. So I guess at that time there was a lot of
I believe whenever you take your profession so serious that you cannot see light-hearted jokes. It's no.
See, look at what
that
happened.
Doesn't negate.
Wait,
see,
I don't want to take it. Yeah, like,
about
serious.
She dropped her back. She's about to punch me.
I'm not punching.
No, let's try and say that.
I just want to drop you back. I don't want to take it seriously, right? But if you look at like what happened in the election, already lawyers are seen as a joke. I'm really sorry to all my learning colleagues out there, but people don't consider a lot of the work we put in and a lot of the things that go behind the scenes. So for people to always constantly see their occupation being viewed as a joke, it creates a certain perception of that. No, I'm not saying, you will still respect your lawyer.
Yeah.
You will still pay your lawyer.
You still need a lawyer.
You will still need a lawyer.
Yes, and there are so many people,
we can't keep letting it
you have
be
to.
A joke.
You have to.
Why?
Because once you block,
you know, life.
Life, once you block people from freely expressing themselves, it
never
goes down.
Them from expressing themselves.
No,
you
but you are saying don't make jokes about us again.
I didn't say that. Make jokes about everybody. Make jokes about editors, video editors,
YouTubers. There's a constant joke on. Hi, guys. If I tell you, let's make a YouTube video now.
Editors make jokes about themselves.
No. People can make jokes about how they will pay an editor, and editor will not bring the video.
Designers make jokes about themselves.
If I tell you now,
Let me make this point.
Have you ever done YouTube before?
So we don't need people making jokes about us.
Have you ever done?
We make jokes for ourselves if we want it.
Are you
gonna make jokes for ourselves?
Okay. Have you ever done YouTube before? No.
Why?
You've not. But if I tell you now that I'm going to start recording you, say the first thing that comes to your mind. What do you say? Hi guys, welcome back to my channel. That's a constant joke that has gone from people who are doing
because
YouTube and people who are not doing
that joke themselves.
No,
they did.
No,
they did.
It's a gimmick. It's not because
that they started themselves.
Okay, like, because I made a fat joke. Does that mean you are going to make it?
Please.
Prince was comfortable making the joke. Why can't I? So that's the thing. Let people express themselves.
People can
once you get it, that's when you have people banning Twitter. Because there's a limit.
Professional and in a decent
Why they ban Twitter? Why they ban Twitter at that time? Because they made jokes of the president.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But and did that help in any way?
What was happening?
More people used Twitter then
than ever. It wasn't even like, they banned it for a reasonable reason. It was just like an infringement on their own freedom.
Thank you. And it's an infringement on me telling me I can't make a joke about lawyers.
Did they ban
I will make a joke now.
Did they ban you for making a joke about them?
No, but they were angry. Don't be offended by
we'll
the
be
jokes.
Offended, but we did not say people should not make your jokes.
Wait, why did we even just go on a 10-minute argument?
I really don't know, but it was basically us pointing out and not listening to each other,
yes.
But it's fine.
All right, no, you know what? I listen to you.
I know
that you are wrong and I'm right.
Moving
on. What is your agenda for this year?
I don't really have an agenda, but I do, I lead like three things that I want to be centered on. I want to be focused, I want to be balanced, and I want to be healthy. So those were the three things I actually just said again this year. Make sure this is your skill or your goal or whatever.
So when you say you're in tech, do you do all those techie things?
No.
Or you're just like overseer?
I don't know what that means, but so
do you press laptop?
Yes, no, of course.
And code everywhere.
I started to learn how to code last year.
How's it going?
It's a crazy stuff. I don't know how those coders code. Mm-hmm. They'll tell you it's simple, it's that, Python, blah, blah, blah.
And you see, that's a joke now on coders. Imagine coders saying, don't make jokes about Python.
Coders' jokes are like really way different and way off. Now, before you even get it, you're just like, please. And the thing is, it's so funny, but it's not. I'm so sorry to all the coders out there. Yeah, but I digress.
Why are you always apologizing to a group of people?
I don't know.
I don't see anybody listening to this and saying, I'm a coder, and what she said really offended me about Python.
But you know, these days, people are really offended about different things.
Yeah, lawyers are about jokes.
That's the way you did there.
So what's going on in your love life? Let's talk about your love life.
So bad.
How did your last relationship end?
When was my last relationship? You should ask first before you ask when it ended.
Why, you know, are you open to relationship or no one is toasting?
I don't think I am.
Why are you not?
Open. Like I said, go for the year, focus, balance, healthy. Hey.
He can have three of them.
No, I'm telling you, if we enter a relationship now in this age and time, you will lose focus, you will lose balance, you will not be healthy at all, emotionally, mentally, physically.
What would you consider yourself when it comes to love? Are you like, when you think about love, since you say you know, are you like, do you think you're the kind of person to for the first 1 month of the relationship, all my friends, bye-bye.
No.
I'll come back in one time.
See, the thing is, I really can't say, but I love for people. Uh-oh. I love to share in people's
love. You work Korean drama, right?
Not really. Okay, good. I love to share in people's love. I love to share in their joy, their happiness. But for myself, I think I'm just still figuring it out.
Why are you just scared?
I don't know what you mean by scared. What's there to be scared about?
Leap of faith.
What's there to leap on?
When you're in, primary school, you had the balls.
What's, now what do you mean?
Too scared.
Primary school, Jesus. That's what you said. Please, what were you doing? Primary school. What were you doing?
What I meant, you know, earlier you made.
I didn't say anything.
Earlier you made a joke about how when you're in primary school, you climbed something.
No.
And you were able to take leap of faith then.
Oh, okay.
But now you can't. Hey, you are trying to cancel me.
I get you now, but no. I wouldn't say it's a leap of faith thing. I'll just say it's who I am and where I am right now.
Okay. If you could go back 2 years from now, let's, you know what? If you could go back now and let's look front. And in front of you is you sitting, lying down on your couch, that your dark couch. And,
wow,
and you're watching Big Brother, because that's how we're watching Big Brother.
I'm not watching. You were watching Big Brother then anymore.
During COVID.
See,
I know.
After
but
lockdown,
wait, let me finish this question.
Okay, sorry. Lockdown. I really love you guys. If you ever listen to this, you guys were my faves. The rest are, I'm sorry, but they never made it to the cut. You guys gave me pure entertainment.
Yeah.
Shout out to BBN Lockdown crew.
Yeah. So, wait. Let me finish my question.
Thank you, sorry. I love you, Lockdown.
And you could see yourself lying down there now.
Yeah.
What advice would you give yourself?
Like when I was there.
Yeah, so like your current you now is giving your past self advice.
Go read your books. I read my books then, but like I don't know. It would be probably don't be believe in yourself more. Don't be shy. You have an opinion. Your opinion is valid. And you haven't really done anything wrong, because I was always carrying, I don't know if this is deep, but yeah, for basic things.
Like not talking to me.
Yeah.
But I never made you feel bad, no?
You didn't have to. I would feel bad. So things like that.
But I think
that.
There's one more thing you should tell your old self that I believe you should.
What is that?
Fuck Erica. Lekon was always right.
Can I say that
on
your podcast?
God, can you say God on your podcast?
Yes, sir. You know,
why can't you?
People have, I don't know what they
do. If you care about things like this.
I care about Jesus. Please, no, you guys I also should give care your about life
Jesus.
To Christ.
I also care about Jesus. No, that's not what I meant.
Okay.
I meant like, freely talk.
Okay.
I've said the F word like 20 times today. Oh, you don't yet?
No.
I guess you're not going to share this podcast anyway.
That's another thing, bro. Sorry, mate.
No worry. Oh, people, there's one thing.
You know the funny thing? It's because people don't really see me talk a lot. So I'm sure if I post this, they'll be like, ah, oh, what do you say? And now they'll not hear all the nonsense that you have. Prince, why are you doing this? Why did I ask
you? I know, this? You brought it up.
I know, why?
I never brought it up. You brought it up why? And I was like, okay, cool. Last question. If that is the last question I have.
Okay.
Did you?
I get to come for my party tomorrow. Not my party.
You need to. You need to. There are some things you have to. There are some checks and balances you need to do.
I acted for you.
Yeah, you acted for me.
I gave you the full proposal. I gave you the full
act. You want me to come tomorrow?
Yes,
sir. You hyped this thing. I'm not even a party person.
I don't even know what's happening. That's to be honest.
But what time is it? And if I come with someone, is it fine?
Yeah. You guys would just, you know, hang out, chill.
Oh, that's your plan.
No.
If I came alone, I'll be alone.
No. The thing is, it's an open space.
So I can talk to them. You're inviting someone and you're telling the person.
Network. You can mingle. You can get to meet people. You can want to interview more people as well.
Why? I don't care.
Prince, you care.
Find it hard. I should care about what interviewing who?
Do I know? People you find interesting.
Who?
I don't know.
Okay,
who
the party starts by 4 and ends by.
I didn't say it starts by 4.
It starts by 5.
Or 6.
And ends by whenever.
It's an after party.
Okay. So if I don't come with someone, you are going to leave me and I'm going to be
alone.
I
won't leave you.
I will go. I will come. See everything, book over, and I'm going back to my office.
I won't leave you because that won't be nice.
That won't be nice.
But at the same time, I'm trying to imagine in my head how I would, like, mingle with everyone. All right, so you see, sort of special.
You see, then I will just stay in my office and watch videos.
Okay, of the party, because we're live on Instagram.
I'm not watching nothing on Instagram.
We're live on Instagram.
But I might come. If I come, I'll tell you. But you need to advertise it more. You need to message me time before it and say, Prince, come, come. Or I will forget.
Okay, I'll try.
You try.
I'll try. But the thing is, once it's the day, my day is always like...
Yeah, the same way I called you earlier today and you said, Prince, I give you unwanted attention.
Ah.
Probably that's when that guy saw you.
Looked at me. Of course not. Let's not talk about that. I'm begging you, let's not talk about that. Yeah.
Well, yeah. Thank you very much for coming on Zero Expectations Podcast.
I feel loved here. Thank you, for having me. By the podcasters.
Oh, yeah. There's one thing we used to do. I don't know if you even remember this, but every episode in the podcast, we talk about what the podcast name would be. So in everything you said, what do you think it should be? And believe me, if you've seen any of my titles, it's probably not what you're thinking.
Okay. You probably shouldn't listen to this. Okay,
no.
That's the title.
No.
That's
then
the
nobody
title.
Will listen to it, no. I'm going to name it.
No,
Texas
it's reverse psychology.
And you're so telling them, oh, it's even in the end. They got it. You lost.
It's reverse psychology. So when you say don't listen to it, don't want to listen to it, that's market code right there.
When we have two listeners, we're like, oh, this did not work. Is it going to be that, or is it going to be Texas fight for Erica?
Why?
That's not bad.
Why? You want Erica to come back and be who is calling her name?
I love Erica. If she gets to this point, if she ever listens to it, she's not going to listen to it. But anyway.
Why do you think so?
Why do I love her?
Why do you think she won't listen to it?
Because nobody listens to it. It's just for the people who care that stay. You know, people listen to it, but I always say nobody's listening to it.
I look forward to the final production of this.
Let me also tell you about your expectation. All I'm doing is cutting where I said roll intro, put the outro after this my speech now, and that is it. It made the audio sound better.
So this is the podcast.
There's no bleeping. Really, there's no cutting.
For real?
There's nothing. It's zero expectations.
Wow.
Let's say the motto together, but we'll cut it half. So I'll say it's zero expectations, and you know the motto.
Yeah.
If you had expectations, you know that's what we'll do. Then we'll end it.
Okay.
All right. So because you know this is zero expectations.
If you
Jesus is Lord. All
right. I'm ready now, don't worry.
And you know the motto.
Yes.
This is zero expectations.
And if you had
we're going to get it. And you know the motto. Okay. This is zero expectations.
And if you had any expectation, you should be
Okay, good. That shout sounded so deadly, it was sad. Alright, thank you guys for listening. Bye.
Bye. Don't forget to invite me again. Bye.
No.